The Australian Tax Office is embedding auditors in the Australian head offices of some of the world's biggest technology multinationals, including, reportedly, Google. The Commissioner of Taxation, Chris Jordan, has told the Daily Telegraph that specialist teams of 50 auditors are involved. Quote, "We are now saying to the corporations, we will camp in your premises, talk to your clients and check every bit of paper." So what's the challenge facing these auditors? Michael Croker is the tax leader at Chartered Accountants Australia. Michael, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning.
Michael, what do you think these specialist auditors are going to be looking for at the head offices of a company like Google, say, in Australia?
Well, the main focus these days internationally is the so-called base erosion and profit shifting. They're looking for, artificial or mispriced arrangements whereby profits may be being moved out of the Australian tax base into the tax base of another country, particularly countries with a lower tax rate than ours.
Because it's a bigger thing than most of us probably know. 70%, it's an extraordinary statistic, 70% of global trade in services is traded within companies. Is that right?
Well, I'm not sure of that statistic, but certainly the global multinational these days has just a spider web of different arms. They've got financing centres in certain countries, creative advertising units in other countries. They've got research and development groups in different countries again. So all of these activities go together to form the products that we buy. And but when it comes to intra-company charges, there is a in an economic sense, a legitimate reason for making sure that each, you know, subsidiary in each country pays or contributes for those various services. So, yeah. Yes, you do see a lot of intra-company charges happening.
And this is all about the fact the companies are saying we're just acting within the rules, but the global nations decide that the G20, maybe the rules need to be changed, and Britain's already just last week introduced what's being called the Google tax. It's about this cost shifting. It's about companies not paying tax in the countries where they're earning the money. If we look at Google, they say their Australian business simply acts as a support office, but they have 700 staff. So yes, challenge for the auditors is to find out, I guess, what they're actually doing and try to nail down what's earned where for Google.
Yes, but the difficulty for us, of course, is we can't comment on particular companies, but in broad terms, what I think the Treasurer is most concerned about is that it can see economic activity here. It can see that large multinationals are targeting Australia's affluent consumer base, and there's lots of sales and activity happening here. But the concern is that the tax isn't necessarily matching the place where the economic activity occurs.
And I know you can't comment on one specific country, but you know the statistic that's being bandied around is Google makes $1 billion from Australian companies but pays a few hundred thousand dollars in tax. It's that sort of gap that the government is looking for in companies.
Indeed, and now what the UK have done is to say, well, we're going to impose what they call a diverted profit tax, which colloquially, you're right, it's starting to be called the Google tax, but a diverted profits tax. We don't know what it looks like yet. The Brits have announced it, but they haven't actually released any details. They're expected to do that tomorrow. And I imagine that they are looking for artificial arrangements or contrived arrangements which you know, put the revenue into another country. But the difficulty here, of course, is that in Europe in particular, where we've got the European Union and open borders, free trade in goods and services, and even in Australia, you know, we say we're an open for business economy and we've signed lots of free trade agreements lately. You know, we have to be very careful, because if Australia asserts the right to tax this money, remember that it's already being returned as income in another country. It might be a country like Singapore, in our case, which has a low tax rate. But the Singaporeans will say, hang on, you can't tax this because it's rightly being returned as income in Singapore. And so you have the possibility, the threat, if you like, that two countries or three or four multiple countries could go sparring over the same tax base, yes. And that causes all sorts of problems. Business hate this, of course. It's hard enough, you know, working with one tax authority, let alone working with three or four tax authorities over the same piece of the pie.
Yes, the leg bone's connected to the hip bone. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
Michael Croker is tax leader at Chartered Accountants Australia, and reportedly the cabinet, our federal cabinet today, is going to consider some kind of tax change that along the lines of what's been called the Google tax in Britain.